Blog Talk Radio
presents the Holmes Radio Show.
Hello, 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 everybody. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. I'm Joanne Barton, and we've got a great show for you guys tonight. We are hanging out with one of my dearest friends, I'm going to say, because we have become quite close, and I'm so happy about it, and I can't think of anybody better I would want to become friends with. So real quick, I just want to say thank you to our guest last night, Michelle Deck, Lady Lyric, with her chamber steam pop music. It was actually very good. I didn't know what to expect, but it was pretty good. If you get a chance, check out the show that we had on, and you'll see what I'm talking about. And again, thank you to Blog Talk Radio for featuring us on their homepage. I'm so proud of that. Thank you so much. I can't thank you enough. And without further ado, we have with us tonight the fabulous, the beautiful, the hysterical Judy Tenuta, comedian Judy Tenuta. How you don't know her, I don't know. If you don't know her, you've been under a rock for the last, 30 years? So Judy is the sweetest thing. Judy's been on the show a few times, actually, Judy. Right, honey?
Yes, I have, Joanne! I love talking to you, Joanne. Joanne and I touch base almost every day, and I have to tell you, since I've been on this journey, Joanne was one of the first to call me and encourage me and say, Judy, today you're kicking cancer's ass.
That's right.
That's what our whole mantra is. You have to believe you are kicking cancer's ass. Yes,
that's
you
right.
Do.
And you have been kicking cancer's ass. You sure have.
I sure have. Yes, I have. I have great reports from my doctors. And, I'm going to be on a maintenance pill. Whatever they say, a maintenance pill, doesn't it sound like cocaine or something?
Maybe you can make some money out of this and sell some of those. No, I'm kidding.
No.
I'm kidding.
Of course.
I have to say, Judy, when I found out, I mean, it's been how many months now? It's got to be almost a year that
out.
You...
I actually found out... I remember it. It was Easter weekend, so April 2nd, I found out. Well, I didn't find out for sure. The doctor said to me, here's your x-ray, and it looks kind of, this is what we think. Then
yeah.
Right away, my V, who takes great care of me,
Yes, we love V.
One V is my main... He is like my caregiver. He does everything for me. When you go through a journey like this, you really need someone that you can count on to help you. And
right.
So, I just want to express to everyone all the gratitude I have for him and all the people who have all called me, who've checked in on me. And what's really great? You expect maybe family members don't call me. They don't call me. I mean, a couple of them do. But I expected them to check in on me to see if I'm fucking alive. No, they don't. They only do it, but, when. And I think really what it is about it, they're going to get it. They're fucking nuts, you know?
Mm, right, right.
But well, you have well, to, well. This is what I want to say to people. If you have a friend or anyone you know or a relative that is suffering from either cancer or whatever it is, forget about your feelings. Forget about, oh, I don't know what I'm, think of them. They're the ones going through hell. You just call and say, I love you. I'm in your corner. You're going to kick this in the ass.
That's right.
And that's all you have. You know, people just need to be reinforced, and positivity is your best weapon against all of this stuff.
That's right.
That's one of the reasons, like I told you, Joanne, I didn't want to know what my stage was. I just said, you know what? The doctors are going to take care of me. My doctors are great at UCLA. Of course, God. Everybody who prays for me, so many people pray for me. I know that. And I believe in that. I believe in the power of prayer, and that, you know, that I honestly believe that, you know, God and Jesus and the angels are looking out for me. And so I'm getting better and better. We're getting so much better all the time. Yes, you know we are.
That's right. Well, that's what I was going to say. I mean, when, you know, you and I had been, you know, we became friends after being on the show. And then when you told me when you were sick, my heart just broke for you. I felt so bad that I lived thousands of miles away. And, I mean, I wish I could have jumped through that phone so many times to be there with you.
Every day, everybody, listen, Joanne would call me, Judy, you're kicking cancer's ass. You need to hear stuff like that. You need to hear that.
I did yell at you. I said, you're kicking Kansas' ass today. Go kick Kansas' ass. Go kick.
No, but you got, that's what you need. You need, everybody needs a cheerleader. And I want to thank, there's people that I specifically, you know, like my prayer warriors, all of them, that check in. You know what makes up for people who you thought were going to call you or check in on you, like, you know, some family members, they don't care.
Well, Judy, that's,
I mean,
like...
A couple of them do. But I will tell you what the beautiful surprises are. People that you don't expect to hear. I got beautiful calls from a fellow comedian, Kathleen Madigan. She is a doll.
Love her. Mm-hmm.
And she calls, she goes, Judy! We can't let anything happen to you. And I go, just by you calling me like that, nothing is going to happen to me. And, you know, she checks in with me. You know, she's all just so positive. And
right.
Just
well, you know, it's funny. Sad. It, during tough times, that's when you find out when your true friend, who your true friends are.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and it's like they say, if you come into money and you're thinking about giving people money, they said,
oh,
ask the
there.
No, you should ask somebody to lend you $500, and if they say no, that's the person you don't give the money to.
Oh, I love that story. I'm going to try that on all my brothers.
Oh my goodness. Well, listen, we've got a couple of callers. Why don't we take somebody
so we don't keep them hanging?
Hang on, because I know that you want to say thank you to everybody, and I'm sure everybody wants to wish you well and say how well you're doing as well. So let's see who we got calling.
Yeah.
Let's see who's calling.
Okay.
Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Judy Tenuta. How are you? What's your name? You want to say hi? What do you got to say? Hello? Yes.
Uh-oh. Hi. Uh-oh. Did they go bye-bye?
No. Hi. Who's this calling from a 310 area code? You're on the air. Hello?
Aw. Okay. Oh, no.
We've got more calls. Hold on. Let's see who we got calling.
Let's welcome
to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Judy Tenuta. What's your name and what do you want to say?
Hi, is it me?
Yes, hi.
Yeah, welcome. You're on.
Hi, Judy. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hi, Judy. My name is Patty. I'm actually Joanne's big sister.
Oh, it's my sister,
oh.
Patty.
Oh, Judy. Judy,
you.
Judy, oh, my God. You have no idea how much I love you. And know what? Judy, my sister talks about you almost daily. I live in Arizona, and every time I talk to my sister, she lets me know how you're doing, and I tell her how much I love you, and she says one of these days she's going to come out to California to see you, and I said, I want to come, and she said, you can't go because you don't have your COVID shot. And she goes, Judy will not be around anybody without the COVID. So I went and got my COVID shot.
I am so proud of you.
So I went and got my COVID shot. So when she comes to California, I can finally meet you because we're only like a week apart, our birthdays. And guess what? I wish you would get royalties from your Dr. Pepper commercials because of me. I started drinking Dr. Pepper because of your commercials. I don't know if Joanne is old enough to remember your commercials, but
I remember
your commercials. Oh, you remember?
Oh, my God. Those were like a dream come true. They don't make commercials like that. They were like
No, they don't.
They were like little mini movies. They're gorgeous. They're just beautiful. I'm so proud of them. So thankful to how it happened. An agent from Young and Rubicon named Chris called my manager at the time, whose name is Winston Simone, and he said, listen, I love Judy. He had just seen my HBO special, Women of the Night, and he said, this girl is going to be perfect for Diet Dr. Pepper, and then that was it. And then I flew to New York. I filmed them. It was such a joy, such a dream come true, you know. So grateful for those, and at the same time, proud because they came out so beautifully.
Oh, my God, and they were so much fun. And you know what? I guarantee the sales must have went through the roof for Dr. Pepper because, that wasn't like a super big soda back then. And the commercials were so different than any other commercials, and it just skyrocketed the soda. And you were so fantastic in them. And I hope that brought back good memories for you, because
I am so proud of them, so grateful to have done it, and I can't thank that Dr. Pepper enough, and my manager, Winston, and also the agent from Young and Rubicam, Chris, and they all put their heads together, and they convinced Young and Rubicam, this is the girl you want. And we did a little test, and they loved it, and then we filmed them, and it was so great.
Well,
yeah.
Judy, I'm only about 5 hours from you. And if you ever need anything, you contact my sister, and I'll be there in a heartbeat for you. And I have a heart as big as my sister's, and I will be there to do anything for you. And now I'm COVID protected.
It runs in the family, Judy.
It
runs in the
so
family.
Cute.
We take care of people in my family.
I know you do. You do. And you know what else? You know what else your sister does? She's so sweet. She sends me these little things. You know, what is it that cheers me up? I think they're called face.
Reface something. Yeah.
Reface. And they're just adorable. We love them. And it's so
sweet. Well, guess where she learned it from? Her big sister.
I don't think so.
And we have the same birthday. Joanne and I have the same birthday.
Oh, she did tell me that October
27th.
Yeah,
we were just talking
about
that yesterday, yeah. And no, Judy's a week later.
Yes, Judy and I are basically the same age.
I love that my birthday, you know, I'm from Chicago, so I didn't used to like it when I lived in Chicago because oftentimes by November we would get snow. But now that I've lived in L.A. for the last 25 years, it's gorgeous on November 7th. That's my birthday. It's just gorgeous. I love it. So.
Well, well, Pat, we've got a lot of other calls.
Yes,
that you
Judy,
want to say
it was wonderful. Yes, Judy, and like I said, if you ever need anything, and I'm looking forward to someday meeting you, and kick cancer's mother effing ass.
There you go.
We're kicking it. We're kicking cancer's ass.
Yeah. Yes. Yes.
All right, Pat.
Bye-bye, Judy.
We got to take another call.
Bye-bye, Pat. Thank you.
Bye. All right. There we go. She was staying at my house with me when you were not doing so great at one point.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
you know, she saw my heartbreak. She saw my heart breaking for you. So, you know, but it runs in the family. We're just a very caring family. Hang on one sec.
Yes,
let's see who we got calling in. This is
Hi,
welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Judy Tenuta. What's your name?
Hello?
Oh, it's Ms. Elaine.
Elaine.
Well,
I called Judy earlier to check up and see how she was doing, so I figured I'd wait till now to call.
Yeah, listen, Elaine
has been on there.
Yeah, you know what's great about Elaine? She does check on me almost every day. Every day. She'll call. I want to know how you're feeling, and that is so sweet of you, and I love that, and honestly, it really gives me all of that kind of positive reinforcement, just telling me, just calling to say, I just want to know how you're feeling. That's all it takes to make someone feel better, and it really means the world to me, and thank you so much, Elaine. It's so sweet of you.
You're welcome.
Elaine's a sweetheart.
She's doing so well. It's amazing. She's a miracle.
Isn't she?
Yes, I'm a miracle.
A true blue spectacle. A miracle is you.
Well, honestly, you two ladies calling me just to see how I am, that really means the world to me. And it really, you know, people when they're not well, and you call them just to see how they are. It's not like you have to say anything funny or you have to say anything, you know, profound. It's just, hey, I want to know how the hell you're doing. And it's just really makes people well because it makes you realize, hey, this person cares about me. So it's really beautiful. Thank you both so much. Honestly, I mean that.
Oh,
you are welcome.
And also, we do have our little gossip sessions.
Yeah.
We like to gossip about, well, first of all, we both like football, and we love Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes.
And
he's our boyfriend.
He is adorable. Well, I think he might be a little young for that, but we love him. But we don't care. We like the young boys.
Mm-hmm.
And he's hot stuff, and we love him, and so we enjoy that. And then we always talk about Joanne, when you come out here, you must come to the Hollywood Museum. That's where Elaine and I met there, and we have a riot there. Now, unfortunately, due to the pandemic, I haven't been able to go there, and also due to what I've been going through, but I am planning on being there October 20th for their Halloween celebration. So that ought to be fun. And we're going to be in costumes.
Well,
I so wish I was in California.
Oh,
God.
Well, you could
come
be
on. You could come.
Yeah. No, listen, we're going to be cracking up. Anyway, we're kind of looking.
I know. I have a little bit of gossip, which probably everybody knows. And Judy, I forgot what you call her. But Kim Kardashian. Wait, no, you call her something.
I call her Kim Lardashian.
That's it. Anyway, she's going to host Saturday Night Live. They've reached an all-time low.
Oh, my God. They really have. Well, did you see what she wore to the Met Gala?
Oh, my God.
Oh,
this is ridiculous.
God. All in black, covering her face, a black ponytail, everything black, you know.
But you knew it was her ass because she's got the biggest ass in town.
Oh, she's got the biggest ass in town. And you know that Kanye had something to do with that outfit. It was so messed up.
Yeah.
But, yeah,
ridiculous.
You know. People come there. It's you know, that party is kind of like a Halloween party when you think about it, because they get dressed up in these, you know, all kinds of things. So, but it's fun to watch, you know.
Yeah, some of the dresses have become ridiculous, though. Honestly.
Oh yeah, that's true. But we like to look at it. Like I said to Elaine, I do things like, oh, look at this. I never expected this. You know, this actress, Hailee Steinfeld, she has got the best legs I have ever seen. That she's an actress. She's 24 years old. She was nominated for an Academy Award for True Grit when she was 14. And I go, who knew she had these freaking killer legs?
Mm.
She's got gorgeous legs. And you see them at the Met Gala, because she's wearing a short. Anyway, I would kill for those legs. Anyway, move over, J-Ho. No, you do not have the best legs. No.
No. Do people say that J-Ho has the best legs?
She says it.
No,
but, you know, I don't know, but no, but
wait,
this girl.
Let me guess. She also thinks she can sing.
We had
such a good time laughing at the inauguration. Here's Lady Gaga and Garth Brooks, and then J Lo.
I call her J Ho, but yeah.
Yeah, she calls her J Ho.
But no, but it's okay. You know, what I thought was weird was 2 weeks before that, she posed naked for her album cover. And I'm thinking, great. So Biden wants her to sing. But he knew a bunch of people would tune in. You know, they want to have people on that are going to make people want to tune in. You know that. So, you know. Yeah, so of course.
Yep.
It makes sense.
Yep. Well, we have another caller. I don't know what.
Thank you.
All right, honey.
We'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right.
I owe you a call too, Elaine. I'm so sorry, honey. It's just been nuts.
I ask people. I go, is Joanne still alive? I never hear from her.
Listen, I'm a one-woman show here, you know? I got a family, a job, a show. It's nuts, man.
And a dog.
Yeah.
We'll get back to you. Okay.
Yes, I will.
Thank
I promise.
You, honey.
Bye.
All right,
bye.
Honey Bunny. Love
you.
We'll talk to you soon.
Love you, Elaine.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Elaine Ballas, everybody. Let's see who we've got on the line now. Let's see who we've got calling
in
now. Hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Judy Tenuta. What's your name?
Hi.
Hello.
Oh, please talk to us.
There's someone there. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hi, welcome to Applause Radio Show. What's your name?
Oh, hi, Judy.
Hi.
It's Wayne from Facebook. How you doing? How you feel?
Oh, thank you, Wayne, for calling. Wayne always writes lovely things on my Facebook page. Right, Wayne?
Oh.
Yeah, that's so sweet of you, and thank you. And I know that you know this journey I've been on, and I try to cheer people up. I try to cheer people up every day too, but at the same time, I do let them know. I try to give a little update about what's going on, and so I'm happy to say I have great reports from my doctors, and
thank
I'm going to be. Yes, we love that. So I'm getting more and more excited about life in general. So,
yeah,
and I
have to give you credit for, especially with all you're going through, for taking the time every day to post something, reply to people, you know.
Thank you. Well,
I understand how hard it is, but we're all there with you.
And she never wavered. Wayne, when I tell you, like Judy said earlier, we kind of spoke like every day, and there was days when she sounded horrible, and she still did her thing.
Yeah.
She just is kicking cancer's ass. I'm so proud of her.
Thank God.
So happy for her. She's just been doing amazing.
Go ahead. Yeah.
No. I was just saying, you definitely, you know, you gotta, you know, you have the attitude that you need to take, you know, to do it. The positivity, humor is very important.
It's very important, but having a positive attitude, believing that you are kicking cancer's ass, you have to keep that state of mind. And that you know, and that people are with you, you know, honestly, it really, you've got to stay positive. And, you know, a lot of times it's physiological. You know what? I found out that I wasn't drinking enough water. So I would go into my center, the cancer treatment center, and they would give me hydration. And I would feel yes. And people do not realize, everybody, stay well hydrated. You may have a headache. You may have another. Drink water. Drink something, even if it's tea, whatever. You know, coffee doesn't count, but water or lemonade or something like that, you know? Really important. Stay hydrate.
Yep.
We love it.
Yep.
Be careful carrying... Yeah, be careful carrying that accordion all over the place.
Oh, no. I'm actually, if I told you where I am right now, I'm very comfortable. I'm in my bed with my squeeze box. Judy's got a squeeze box. She's in bed.
Judy, since you've got the box on you, why don't you play your cancer song?
Okay, yeah, let's see what we've got so far.
Yeah, this is good.
Oh, love buckets come closer to the goddess. I'm kicking cancer's ass. I'm kicking cancer's ass. Everyone who's got cancer's kicking it. We're licking it. Kicking cancer's ass. Polka!
There you go. Kicking cancer's ass. And that is an original by Judy Tenuta.
Yeah.
That's the full version. That's the full version she played.
No, I will expand on it, though. My friend CJ is going to help me, and we're going to I have some more words, and we're going to fix it up.
That's nice. That's nice. Yeah, great idea.
Yeah.
Yep,
well,
yep.
Wayne, we have other callers.
I understand.
Thank you. I had to call in and finally speak with you. Oh, well, that is so sweet. And thank you. Thank you so much. I so appreciate that you worship the goddess on Facebook. Thank you.
Yes. And I love our Sundays with pie.
Oh, yes. I try to do every Sunday pie. Sunday in the Closet with Judy, and it always includes pie. Yes.
That's right.
Yep.
Wayne, thank you so much.
Take care, Judy. Love you. Take care.
Love you, too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Wayne.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's see who else we got calling here. Let's see.
Everybody loves Judy.
Everybody loves Judy. Hi. Welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Judy Tenuta. What's your name?
Hey, Joanne, it's Stephen Joseph. How you doing?
Hi, Stephen. How are you? Want to say hi to Judy?
Of course. Hey. Everybody wants to say. Hey, everybody wants to see the talk to the love goddess.
Oh, thank you, Stephen. That is so sweet of you. I so
and like
appreciate
Wayne. Oh, you're welcome. And like Wayne, I follow you on Facebook too. And let me tell you, you make my day.
You too. Oh, that's what really makes me feel good, to know that I am making other people happy. That's what brings me joy, and that lifts my spirit. And, of course, so ultimately, that helps me to heal.
And that's what we want. I actually just started following you on Instagram under my dog's Instagram thing. And I'm dying. You've got to look him up. He's King Jake.
Okay.
I just did it today. And I'm going through your Instagram, and I am just cracking up with your videos.
Oh, thank you. Yeah,
Madonna.
I'm having a little trouble on Instagram, though, because that certain videos, they want it to be like they won't post them for me. They say, oh, this is too long, and it might be only 5 seconds. So I don't know how to fix that. I have to find someone who can help me. But I know
I've only posted one, and that was like 16 seconds. But yeah, I'm not really good with the videos as of yet. I'm getting there.
But what I've learned is on Instagram, people really like a video. The problem is, they have restrictions oftentimes on, we only want it to be. But, you know, I'm going to figure out how I can do at least a 20-second video, you know.
Oh, even 5 seconds is worth it. We love it. We love it. But, definitely, the world is supporting you with kicking cancer's ass, and you're going to do it.
Thank you, my dear. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. And then, of course, I'm, like another one, not in California. I'm on the East Coast, too. And I'm like, what am I?
Well, of course, I hear the accent. Of course I know you're from the East Coast. But, you know, I love the East Coast. I want people to know this. My career really took off in New York City.
Oh, everything takes off in New York.
in New York City, starting a little bit in 1986. I got to give a lot of credit to one of my idols. She is my female comedy idol, and that would be Joan Rivers. On her show. I love her, love her, love her. And she would have me on her morning shows. I would co-host with her. We would talk about everything. Oh, my God. I just love her, and I miss her. And she is the greatest. I just love her.
Yeah, I love Joan.
But that somebody like that who believes in you, it really, really helps. And so she really helped me a lot. And so, of course, we all miss her. But thank God we have a lot of her videos, a lot of her work that we can remember, and little stories that she – and can I tell you one – the best advice she gave me? Really, the truth. She said to me, Judy – she was serious. We were out to dinner, and she said, Judy, I'm going to be real serious with you now. You know, I know that if you really want to make it big in comedy as a female comic, you have to come out as a lesbian. I mean it. So, you know, I'm trying to do that, but, you know, I don't know. Anyway, isn't that cute? She was serious.
She's a sweetheart. She was a sweetheart.
I love her to death. I love her. She is the greatest and generous. People don't understand. I mean, you know, she would go out of her way to have me on her shows, and I just love her. I just loved her. I must say, also, Joan had the best, what do you call it, that they have all the food backstage for you, the craft services? Oh, my God. It's not even craft service. It's like a gourmet meal. I said to her, Joan, you're going to have to roll me out on the stage. She had omelets. She had whatever your heart would desire. She had everything. And she had a personal chef back there. I go, oh, my God, she really pampers her guests. So I just love her.
Oh, good. The memories are the best. But, no, definitely – once this is all over, I got to either get up with you in California, New York, whatever. I'm still waiting for my piece of gum.
Yeah, you wanted me to spit gum? Okay, we're going to make that happen. We're going to make it happen.
Oh, my goodness.
Thank you.
Oh, well,
yeah.
Steven,
anyway.
Steven, thank you so much for calling
You're
in.
You're welcome. I appreciate
words.
It. I know. You guys are crazy tonight, but this is this has been one of the better shows in a great show in a while, you know?
Oh,
the last
What do you mean in a while? We've had great ones the last – we have
no,
some
I
really
know,
great
but,
ones.
But
this
one
is the best. How's that?
This one is from
what?
The heart.
I said
yeah.
this one
no,
is the
you know
best.
What I mean.
We always have great shows, but this one is the best.
That's
well,
where I was going
because,
with that.
Well, that's because this is from the heart. We're talking about real feelings. I
right.
understand
right.
other
it's...
people come on and just promote their work, and they should, and I like to do that too. But this is this was like a boomerang thrown into my life,
yeah.
and I know people have. I want to help people. If other people. I know there's other people going through this, and they might feel desperate, or they might feel alone or isolated. Remember, you are not alone. The goddess is here to help you kick cancer's ass.
That's right. That's right. Well,
and you're going to do it. But anyway, ladies. Oh, you're welcome, ladies. You guys have a great night. Judy, I can't keep this. I cannot continue to work. And can't even talk this hour, but I just
I'm
looking forward to every day's updates.
Thank you so
Excellent.
Much. Thank
Take
you.
Care,
You're welcome.
Thank yeah. you.
Likewise.
Bye-bye.
Have a great night.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank
you,
Bye.
You're welcome.
Oh, you know what? Listen, hon, we've got another call. We've got more calls, but I had a question. I have a quick question for you because I know you don't have all night. So now, are you chronicling or have you been chronicling anything that you've been going through that, like you said, so you can help others?
Yeah. I told you. I do give people updates. Like I say, hey, you guys, here's the goddess, and I'm wearing my blonde wig because I don't want you to see my chemo hair. And then I give them, and then I sing the song Kicking Cancer's Ass. But
nice.
I also let them know that I'm doing better and better, and it's due to number one, I have great doctors. Number two, we pray to God. We pray to, you know, all the prayers I get from people, unbelievable. And all the support I get from people just writing to me saying, Goddess, we're in your corner.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to kick cancer's ass. And it really means the world to me. It really brightens my day and brightens my life. So thank you. I love you all for doing that. Thank you.
Well, you're beautiful and we love you. So hang on. Let's see who we have calling in here. Let's see.
Yes.
Hang on. Hey, welcome to Applause Radio Show. You're on with Judy Tenuta. What's your name?
Hi.
Is it me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello?
Oh, okay. I didn't know it was me. My name is Cheryl. And I just want to say hi.
She's my another one. I just have to give her credit. This is my dear friend, Cheryl, and she calls me, like you, Joanne, she calls me every day to see how I am. She is a sweetheart. And also
because
she...
I love you, and I am so proud of you, and it's like, you know, you coming out and telling your story and helping other people is so amazing, and I could not be prouder of you. I am, and you really kicked it. I know it's gone, and I'm so proud of you. And
you know, Cheryl would say to me, Judy, I know it's gone. I know it's gone. Some days, you know this too, Joanne. I was a little bit down, and but you know, you both would call and just having. People need to know this. If you have a friend that's sick, don't not call. Please call them, even if you just say, I love you. I'm in your corner. You're going to do great. That's all they need to hear. That's all they need. You don't have to make up some, you know, you just be positive because that positive reinforcement is really what heals people and prayer, of course. And
right.
and of course, great doctors. I have great doctors.
And
yeah.
you, your strength, your will, your tenacity, everything.
Strength.
You do, but
everything.
You know, but you guys helped me to have that. You helped me to do that. And today I saw my doctor. I love him, Dr. Cohen. I have another doctor who's my oncologist, Dr. Alcantara. I just want to mention their names because they have taken such great care of me. Dr. Alcantara did surgery on me June 29th, and that was a tough one, right, Sheriff? That was,
yep.
And Joanne, you know, that was tough. Mm. And my doctor was so sweet. He came out and he goes, Judy, you are one tough cream puff.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
This was a very tough, hard surgery. And look at you. And I go, Doctor, you've got great drugs. I don't feel anything. No, I told him. I said, Doctor, I love you. I don't feel any pain. I don't know what the hell you did, but it's freaking awesome. It's great. No.
Yeah,
but, you know,
he did a good job.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I love you.
I'm going. Somebody else can talk, but I love you. And
I love you, honey, it's awesome that you're
sharing your story. It's just beautiful that you want other people to, you know, be a part of it and you can inspire others. Okay, love you. Bye.
I love you.
Bye, Cheryl.
Honey. I love you so much. I'll talk to you soon. Okay, love you, sir. Yeah, she's a sweetheart. I just love her.
Yeah.
I've known her many years now, since 2009. And honestly, especially since, like you, since I got sick, she calls me every day or almost every single day, just like you. And it really means the world to me, honestly. And I want to say this to people who are afraid to call friends or somebody that, oh, well, we don't know what to say. Here's what you say. Forget about yourself. Think of them. They're the one going through hell. You just say, I love you. I'm in your corner. You're going to kick cancer's ass or whatever they have. Maybe they have something else, whatever it is. But you're in their corner, and that's really what keeps people going, that positivity.
Yeah, you know what, though, hon? I think you're right. I think people, you know, they are afraid. They don't know what to say. And I don't know. Maybe that's the reason that people...
But I just told them what to say.
No, I hear you. I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that could be why people don't. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you.
But they've got to forget about themselves and think about the person going through personal hell. They're not going through hell. The friend is. So you need to call them. I want to say something. I want to make a confession now, and it breaks my heart.
Well.
But many years ago, when I got famous, I have to tell you, Frank Zappa got a hold of me, and he said, Judy, I just think you're hilarious, which, like, just blew my heart up. So I was invited to his house. His whole family celebrated with me. And, you know, Frank is a person that loves funny names and sounds. Like, I talk about my roommate, Blowzan. So he want me to do that for him. And what I want to say about Frank is, God bless him. I love him. I adore you. Thank you, Frank. I know you're in heaven now. Thank you for reaching out to me. You really, really gave me so much belief in myself, and you're such a great artist. Anyway, I just want to give up. This whole show is about gratitude, and I want to give special gratitude to Frank Zappa, really. He and his family reached out to me, and they are just wonderful people, and all artists. So.
Yeah, yeah. We got Dweezil's Moon, and
they're all so talented. And they took me to their house. We had a big meal. We were just laughing and laughing. But what was so great was here I am in awe of Frank, and here he is telling me how. I love when you talk about Blowzan and you make fun of him, you know. No, but and then, of course, it broke my heart when he passed. He, too, is another one who, unfortunately, he went. But we know that he's looking down on us, and he's one of the angels up there looking out for us. That's what I say.
Yeah, very underrated musician, very intelligent,
people just don't know
the truth about Frank Zappa. He was an amazing musician.
amazing musician and beautiful human being. People need to know that. I just want that to be put out there. So
nice.
Thank you.
Nice.
Thank you, Frank. I love you.
Nice.
And your family, your whole family. Wonderful
nice.
People.
Yeah. Well, now, you said you went to the doctor today. Everything is good.
Yes.
And
everything's good.
And now we just sit back and kick Kent's ass a little bit harder because we hate that bitch.
Him because he said, we're going to put you on a maintenance pill in about a month. I go, well, that's got to be cocaine. And he said, no, no, Judy. It kills any kind of little sneaky cancer cell that might be there. It kills it. So we
nice.
Love it. This is what we love about modern medicine.
It
really, so honestly, people, don't be afraid to go to the doctor. If you have a pain, I really believe this. I wish I were more of a hypochondriac because I have a high pain threshold, meaning I can take a lot of pain and I think, oh, I'll be all right. No. You get pain, go to the frickin' doctor. I mean it. Go, see what it is. If they say, oh, we think you're all right, try to insist on a CT scan if you really feel that it's something. So, but I really give special praise to my wonderful doctors, Dr. Cohen, Dr. Alcantar, all the nurses, everybody who took care of me during my chemo, all those beautiful nurses, Nikki and Angela and so many, Danielle, all of you. I love you. Thank you. And just honestly, everybody, all my friends checking in on me, my friend Sandy and Marsha and Shelley, who prays for me every day. I know my friend Bob and Bob and Christy, they pray for me. And most of all, also, I have a very good friend, Dr. Joe in Florida. He is an angel. I've known him 25 years. Do you know he orders food for me and has it sent to my house? He is a sweetheart angel. Thank you, Dr. Joe. But you don't have to send me food. I just want to say just your positivity telling me that you believe, you know, you're praying for me and you believe in Judaism and everything is going to be fine. I'm going to reach a full recovery and thank God. Thank you.
Thank God is right. And thank you for being you and being and having the strength to do it. And because not only is it psychological to keep yourself in that spirit and you know, you got to have the strength too, because it, you know, as you're trying to kick its ass, it's trying to kick yours, you know? So you're in for
it. Oh, hell no.
It must surrender.
But like I said, all this positivity, you hear everyone calling in. That's what makes people strong. And again, I want to thank everybody who's ever written on my Facebook page, who follows me on Instagram, on everything, and Joanne for Joanne, really. Joanne was the one, Judy, you got to be kicking cancer's ass today. We're kicking it.
I can't wait to hear the rest of it.
Yeah, we're going to work on that. But I just want to thank you so much for having me on so that really this show is about gratitude. I just want to thank you for keeping me in that positive lane. All the people we've spoken to, my friend Cher, my friend Elaine, everybody who calls me just to see how I am. And I really want to reinforce to people, you don't have to be a poet. You don't have to say anything profound. Just say, hey, I'm calling to see how the hell you are today.
Yeah.
That means the world to people who are going through a tough time like this, like whether it be cancer or diabetes or whatever it is, just call them. Just tell them that you care. It really means the world. And you are helping to heal them when you do that.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Judy, you know I love you, and you know I think
you,
You know, I think you are absolutely amazing. And again, I'm so proud of you for everything. I mean, you really, you took this thing by the horns and you kicked its ass and, you know, you did everything.
Well, we're still kicking it, but
right.
Kicking, yeah.
Yeah. You did everything you had to do. You listened to
and
what
again.
They said. And
that's right.
It was all you, you know, without
it's,
you.
It's me, it's God, it's Jesus Christ, it's
right.
All my doctors, my great doctors, all the people who pray for me, many people. Oh, I got to thank my friend Mary Ellen in Florida, had special prayers said for me. Thank you. So many people. My friend, Dr. Joe's sister, Mona, the church, all of these people said special prayers for me. My friend Bob had his church pray for me. So honestly, everybody out there who prayed for me, it counts. It counts because honestly, it really does. And it all goes into the energy of kicking cancer's ass.
That's right. And you know what? Everybody loves you. You've made people laugh for years, and we're going to continue to make sure you make us laugh. So
yes,
keep kicking cancer's ass. Keep kicking cancer's
right.
ass. I know you will. I know you are. And you are one rough, tough cream puff. That's for sure.
I am. I'm one tough cream puff. Thank you, my sweet. Thank you so much. I really got to give special praise here to our girl Joanne. What a sweetheart. Aww, angel.
Love you. Stop.
No.
I love you.
No, but I mean it. I love you too. And really, you know, you need that reinforcement. Get out of bed and kick cancer's ass.
There you go. You're right. Well, everybody, Judy Tenuta, my goodness. We love you. Keep kicking cancer's ass. You know I'll probably talk to you tomorrow.
Yes, I do. I know, of course. I love you. And everyone who called in, and everybody who follows me on everything, and even if you don't follow me, I love you.
That's right. That's right. All right, everybody. Judy Tenuta, God bless you. We love you. I will talk to you soon, honey, and
yes,
have a good
love.
Night. And we'll talk very
you
soon.
Too.
All right,
thank
honey,
you,
buddy.
My love.
Take care.
I love you.
Everybody,
thank
Judy
you.
Tenuta.
Woo-hoo!
Take care, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Oh, boy. Judy is amazing. And like I said, Judy's been on the show a few times. And over those times, we've become friends. I've become friends with a lot of the guests that have been on the show. And sadly, we're unable to meet now because of the pandemic. I'm sorry, I'm not getting on a plane. I'm not. I'm not sitting in a tube breathing other people's shit. Sorry about that. But Judy and I have become quite close. And you know, during that friendship, she had found out she had cancer, and my heart just broke for her. And she's right. It's all in the mind, the body. You got to have the strength psychologically, physically. And again, great doctors, and the prayers don't hurt. The prayers sure don't hurt. And she truly, truly appreciates all your prayers and your thoughts. And again, hey, just call somebody up and say, how you doing today? You don't know what's going on, whether they're sick or not, you know. And Judy's always been sick. She's sick in the head. She's crazy. But that's why I love her. Anyway, no, she's doing fantastic. I'm so happy for her. And she wanted to wait till she got good news, and she got it. And we're talking to you guys tonight with her saying thank you to all of you. And all I can say is thank you, Judy, for being you. And keep doing what you're doing, girlfriend. You're doing it. You're kicking cancer's ass. We love you. All right, so what do we got? What do we got? What do we got? Oh, I actually have a few days off. I actually have a few days off because it's quarter end here. We've got Erin McDermott on the 26th at 9:30. She's an author, and she's giving away an autographed copy of her new book, Hayes Deception. So that should be pretty cool. And we should have the calendar up for October by next week. So I'll get all that information over to Mr. Michael, and he's going to hook us up and get the calendar going. Again, thank you again to Blog Talk Radio for featuring Applause Radio Show on their cover page on their website. I thank you very much. And in October, we should be going back to our normal time and air times of maybe 8:30. I don't know. The 8 o'clock is like too early. 8:30. The 9:30 is definitely too late. The 10 o'clock is extremely late. But as you can tell, I get tired as the show goes on. I start to lose my voice more the later it is. What do you want to close with here, guys? Let's see. What's today? Today is Thursday. Oh, we got the weekend coming. Have a great weekend. Judy Tenuta, go kick ants. Kick ants' ass. You know you can. You are. You did. Night, everybody. Love you, Judy. Bye-bye.